This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on a poignant Friday morning right here at Borgata Hotel Casino Spa, Atlantic City. Al, you feeling any emotion yet?
I'm hungry.
That's great. It's just pathetic. Some of us are here at Borgata. Rhea got sick at 2 a.m. and had to remain back in the studio, but she's Rhea. She's not going to miss the show, right, Rhea? There's no way.
Of course not. Your final show there?
But what you have missed, this is stunning, Rhea.
What?
There are a ton of people already. Guys, make yourself heard.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? And I lectured them, Rhea. I just said to them, you don't have to be up at this hour. What the hell are you doing? Because I then pointed out to them, Al, that in a couple of weeks, I will be in my REM sleep cycle at this juncture.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, I'll be sleeping. You'll be sleeping, right?
No. Well, the dogs are up early.
Oh, the dogs are up early. Anyway.
You think they're going to break a habit again?
I don't know. ladies and gentlemen, with great sadness, I have to point out, this will be for our show, not for WIP, for our show, our final show ever at Borgata. It has been 20 years of joy. I have loved doing the show here right in front of the Gypsy Bar. And in a few minutes, Al, I'm going to take us back to very possibly the most memorable thing that ever happened with us here.
What happened?
Well, there were a few things that there were a couple of incidents. But I'm talking about something that happened before the doors are open for the first time. Because I actually considered trying it again today.
No.
You know, and then when I found out Rhea wasn't going to be here, I said, I better not, because I know Al won't do anything to help me. But you don't even know what I'm talking about.
No.
You're pathetic. Al, you're sad. You have no sense of nostalgia, none whatsoever.
Well, I remember yesterday.
But that's awfully good here. But I do want to start today. We got a great show today. We got Mike Lombardi out at 7. Dick Vermeil wanted to come on.
Yeah. Well,
is that great? It's great to hear Dick Vermeil on a week where there's not an Eagles game.
No NFL game. First time since August.
Dick will give us great insight into the mistakes he made when he was the coach of the Eagles in 80-81 when they were at the Super Bowl. Al, he got too tense, and the tension seeped into the team, and they lost the game they were supposed to win.
They're supposed to beat the Raiders. They got boat raced in that thing.
Didn't work out great. We got Brian Balder going out at 9 because he could break it down and tell us how the Eagles are going to be matching up against the Chiefs. And Jay Black's in for some powerhouse stuff that came out yesterday about Tony Romo. Al, an intervention took place before the season, not for drinking, although it sounds like he's drinking. But no, they just thought it might be time.
Maybe he should do some work.
Yeah. For $18 million a year.
Yeah, really.
And
Al,
it did not work. And Jay Black will be to assess that too. But I want to start because, you know, this is unbelievable now. The Eagles are in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. 5 years after they won the Super Bowl. And I'm still sensing that there are people out there that just don't want to show any respect. What do you have to do? Now tell me, what do you have to do to finally gain the respect of the country? Is it because everybody thinks we're bad people because we're in Philly? Is this all rumors starting from the Niners and the way we treated those losers?
Niners
or
whiners?
No, I think it's Mahomes.
Yeah.
All right, it's Mahomes.
Yeah.
Well, I just walked down to the BetMGM sports bar.
Yep.
Eagles, it has come down a little.
Oh, has?
It's down to 1.5.
Really?
It went down a half a point. The money's coming in right now on the Chiefs. That is money that will be lost. because the Eagles are going to win the game. But I want to give you an example, a couple of things that happened in the past 24 hours that indicate that people are not on board yet. Julian Love, a member of the New York Giants, right?
Yeah.
Did he not lose three times to this Eagles team?
Yeah, but he, in a funny way,
yeah,
he is giving that he's acknowledging something that nobody will acknowledge,
which is
they're just so freaking good.
Well, he's saying that,
yeah.
But in saying it, he's taken away from the accomplishment of Nick Sirianni in his second year.
Exactly. They
and
don't
this is not good.
They don't like the coach.
All right,
like Sirianni.
Joe, where did we get this? I'm talking back to a producer.
Good morning, football on the NFL Network.
Good morning, football on the NFL's own network, Al.
Yeah.
And Julian Love is on there making a fool of himself. Awesome. Listen.
You know, he's a guy who really is doing a good job because he's not getting in the way of his team. He has an experienced roster from top to bottom, offense, defense.
You see this stuff, though? Like, what's your reaction as a player and that guy's doing that?
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I mean, he's in for a free ride right now. You guys can coach this team and they can succeed.
All right, so he was reacted to the mugging that Nick had done a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The mugging to me said to me, Philadelphia, he's us. We winning. We're feeling it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I see no problem with that. Al, has Nick Sirianni did a good job?
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't – if he – I think it's a lot more than not getting in the way, but he's listened to players. That's called
he
not getting
– He created a culture.
Yeah, I didn't like the mugging, but – but he doesn't. But the team likes it, so it doesn't matter what I like.
He plays created in his... a culture of success.
Yeah,
is that not the first goal of a coach? To create, get the players to play for you. Are they playing for him?
Oh yeah.
You're damn right. Are you kidding me?
There's no complaining.
What will it, Rhea? What's it going to take?
Super Bowl win.
Well, no, I don't. I'm not sure that would do it.
No, then they'll say that, you know, Mahomes wasn't 100%.
All right, you do remember it wasn't all that long ago. Micah Parsons said that Jalen Hurts was not that great, and he's merely a system quarterback.
Correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. Then what's the name came in? Gardner Minshew came in. And they lost two games, and then that narrative stopped.
Yes.
You know why it stopped? Because it was stupid.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is stupid. And you know what makes it worse? What makes it worse is that these guys are our division opponents.
Mm-hmm.
They got to see this team up close more than once. And they still are not convinced that this here is a winning formula as the Eagles are about to go to the Super Bowl. Screw you, Julian Love. I say it doesn't mean anything. Brandon Graham says it means something, right?
Yeah, yeah, because they like their coach.
Here's Brandon Graham.
You know, people always got something to say when they're at home. They got some stuff to think about. So I ain't really going to touch too much on it. I just know that Coach Sirianni is it don't matter. What he did last year with a team that, you know, nobody thought was going to do much, you know, he ended up getting us to the playoffs. And then for his second year, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get better. You're supposed to bring players in to get to do exactly what you need them to do. And we did that.
Brennan, I got some bad news for you. Bringing the players in is getting criticized, too. At least it's getting diminished by a man who should keep his big, old, surgically repaired mouth shut, Jerry Jones. All right. Jerry Jones is talking? Jerry Jones is talking? 28 years, not a sniff of the Super Bowl? And he is criticizing Howie Roseman? You gotta understand this. Now, understand, here's what you need to know about this fraud, all right? He has spent money every year to try to get players known. He just tried to get Odell Beckham, right?
Yes.
He has tried to empty the bucket for 28 straight years, and he can't sniff the Super Bowl. What did he win? Three playoff games in 28 years?
Something like that, yes.
And then this guy is out there ripping Howie? You know, yesterday he was out there flapping his gums as if he should ever talk with what he's done to that franchise. And Al basically said, oh, yeah, anybody could do this.
Yeah, right.
Howie emptied the bucket. Listen.
In essence, we're seeing a couple of teams that have had some real success putting it all out there and paying for it later,
right,
in Philadelphia and Los Angeles. Don't think that doesn't pop my head and get my eye. as far as doing it, and I know how to do that. And it's a part of what you put in that computer and what comes out, and we'll see how it comes. But that's pretty impressive to have two teams in the last 2 years empty the bucket and get to the Super Bowl.
All right. First of all, clearly you don't know how to do it since you haven't gotten there in 28 years. The players that are doing it right now were not born the last time you were in a Super Bowl. Fraud. How do you believe this? He's saying they went all in.
But he did.
All the time.
But he went and paid a running back and a quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what he's saying makes – he did that.
He did it, and it failed.
Yeah.
And now he's saying, well, anybody could do that. The Rams did it 2 years ago. The Eagles did it this year. No, they do it. You don't think he would do it if
he already
he
did.
It didn't work.
No.
Because he's stupid.
No, he got the wrong guys.
Oh, my God, Alan. I got to go on Dallas radio.
Oh.
When I go on, what am I supposed to say? They hate it because he's a regular on their radio show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's.
I'm going to tell these guys in Dallas. I'm going out next week. I'm going to tell these guys in Dallas that if you want me on, I'm ripping your guy because that guy's a fraud. And how he runs, let me make this abundantly clear as somebody who's been doing this a long time. What Howie Roseman did just this season to create this roster is the single best season by a GM in three decades in Philadelphia.
I got you,
the
bro.
The best. Al, he got Reddick. He got A.J. Brown. You know what that did? Just those two acquisitions did to those two units. Then he got Bradbury. He got Sue and Joseph to block out all the running that they were doing. He has made one great move after another, and now he's got to listen to Jerry Jones tell him he did it because anybody could
the
do that.
The crazy thing is Hassan Reddick actually came at a bargain, if you look at what he's done.
He did.
A.J. Brown's contract is relatively reasonable. The Eagles have two first-round picks because of what they got from the Saints.
Yes!
His logic, he can say that about the Rams. That makes sense. What he said about the Eagles doesn't.
The point you just made, he didn't just empty the bucket. He's got the 10th pick of the draft this year.
The point is, he didn't empty it.
Yeah, he didn't.
No!
He did exactly the opposite of what Jones said. He didn't empty it. He's made it so that they're not stuck with people.
Now, Joseph and Sue aren't expensive.
What I told you before, Al, I was right yesterday when I said to you, Super Bowl brings the idiots out.
Oh, yeah.
You will hear more dumb things now than you normally would hear, and there's plenty of dumb things in a regular season.
Right.
These guys are a bunch of morons, and that's what you're hearing right now. Julian
radio,
Love.
Yeah, and then there's Radio Row. Wait, can't wait.
Oh, that is, Al, that is nonstop stupidity.
Yeah.
24-7 right there in Arizona.
Yeah. Oh,
it's frustrating because even when you win, they don't want to give you credit.
Oh.
I would love to see these people up close, Al, because I would sick my crowd out of today. It's a big crowd. We could kick the crap out of
them. Oh, yeah.
New York Giants, yeah. He lost three times to him, and then he says anybody could do that. Well, then why didn't you? Why didn't you do something? Let me stop with my man, Rocco, for the Dirty 30. Hi, Rock.
Speaking of people saying stupid things, how you doing?
I'm great. Well, yeah, Rock, you've mastered that talent. But just
I have. Yeah.
Rock, what is this? What is that? What's your response to these guys that still won't give us any credit?
Well, let all the catty bitches come out. What are you going to do?
Yep. Jealousy. It's ugly. It's ugly, yeah.
You know, I'm a high school teacher. I see this stuff every day. You know, when you know this girl said this about that girl, and you know what? Some point the grown-ups will come out, and they will come out a week from Sunday, and they will win the Super Bowl, and we will have another parade on Broad Street.
How beautiful would that be, Rock?
Yes.
How nice will that be? Will you be there, Rocco?
Absolutely, and I'm going to look for that Angelo Cataldi bus drive by.
And I'm going to tell you something, Al. I'm not jumping a gun on this.
What is it?
If and when the Eagles win, I believe the entire region should call it a snow day and bring all the little kids.
Well, a couple
to that
of the
moment.
Counties in Jersey.
A couple have already done it, but they're only delaying it 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
No school today, kids. Go out and see.
I think they should give them the Wednesday off.
Oh,
Thursday.
They will when it comes around to it.
Yeah, instead
don't be saying what day it is. That's bad luck.
Well, whatever.
But they should give the Wednesday off. I'm with you. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. But don't say it. I don't want to give that up. 215. Rocco, are we going to have a parade a week from Wednesday?
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
Give me one. Give me one right now, Rocco.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Our leaders are stepping forward. 215-592-9494. If we come back, we're going to go back to the most famous moment, which you don't even remember, from the Borgata. It was 20 years ago. And I wanted to redo it today, but I decided not to, because I feared for my own health.
Oh, that thing.
Oh, that thing. 215-592-9494. Lots of your stuff coming up. Stay right there. WIP Sports Time 650.
Brought to you by Bullseye Events. Eagles held a walkthrough on Thursday in advance of their Super Bowl matchup with the Chiefs, while Kansas City actually did practice. Andy Reid says Stafford receiver Mecole Hardman will make the Super Bowl. He's dealing with a hip injury, while the Eagles did activate the practice window for punter Aaron Sippos. He injured his ankle in the Birds' Week 14 win over the Giants. Philly is going to Phoenix. Do you need tickets to the big game or hotel travel packages? Go to BullseyeEventGroup.com for tickets. BullseyeEventGroup.com for all your big game travel. NBC 10 First Alert Forecast. Some clouds, windy, a high of 25. It is currently 36. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.